Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in to Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid Sirius Channel 159 radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno, recapping the Sunday action here. If you missed anything, hey, you're watching the right show right now as we're recapping all from 9:30 a.m. Eastern over in Germany, Kansas City, Miami, all the way down to the Sunday nighter, Buffalo and Cincinnati. Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin. Bets. Full day of football here, Mark, as we had the Europe game this morning. We also get one next week as well, guys. As at the end of the show, we'll take a look ahead towards the opening lines for this upcoming week. So full slate of games here, Mark. 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 1 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Eastern, and the Sunday nighter. How'd your Sunday treat you, man?
Not good. I'll end up with a 2-3 day here as Buffalo loses this one. And doesn't cover. Did okay on the early slate, just didn't get home with Dallas, which anybody wants to sit there and tell me that Philadelphia was the right side today, you absolutely don't know what you're talking about. Philadelphia was not the right side today. That might be the most fortunate 8-1 team I've seen in a really long time. And beyond that, Drew, it was not the Sunday I had hoped for, to say the least.
Fair enough, Mark. I had a losing Sunday as well, guys. So recapping it all, that's the point of this. And take some tidbits to make you a better moving forward here in the National Football League as we'll start off 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Pacific over in Germany. We had the Kansas City Chiefs win as the quote-unquote home favorite, 21-14. They did cover the number. As the 1.5-point favorite, 50.5 was the total. Game stays under the game total, of course, on the soccer pitch over there. I'm always looking towards the unders. Unfortunately, didn't get on this one. This Dolphins offense, man, they can run it up, but against the better defenses, they've shown to struggle. Big defensive touchdown here, Mark, for the Chiefs. Actually, it was the difference maker as they win by 7. What'd you take away from Germany this morning?
Kansas City unders. That's it. It's not a good offense. It's not. You can disagree with me if you want. The numbers will tell you otherwise. Not a good offense this year. They scored 2 offensive touchdowns against one of the worst deep pass defenses in the league. What does that tell you? It's not a good offense right now. After Travis Kelce, there's really nothing about that offense that scares anybody anymore. And, you know, they keep posting totals. Look, if you get a Chiefs total that's above 47.5, play the under. Let's do it. They've had one game this year where they've actually had like an offensive outburst. It was against the Bears. That was it. Other than that, it's not an offense that puts up 24 on the regular. So if you're getting a total that's under 47.5 or you're getting a posted total of 47.5, just take the under.
Mark, what about conceptually speaking, these Europe games? We get one next weekend. What are your overall thoughts on it, man? Are you a fan of this, starting the day off early, the gameplay in Europe? Obviously different time, different type of stadium. Atmosphere seems to be pretty good. Are you a fan of this, what the NFL is doing?
I'm a fan of continuing playing first half unders in Europe games because they always seem to come in. Games always start slow.
Something to take away as the sports better for sure. Well, next game up, we'll move to the 1 o'clock slate here, guys, as we saw the Atlanta Falcons and the Minnesota Vikings go at it in a tight one. Falcons went off as what, 3.5 point favorites at home in Mercedes-Benz. They go down 31-28 to the Vikings. 39 was the total. Game stays under. Not far from where you're talking right now. What'd you take away from downtown ATL?
This loss is going to go over really bad in Atlanta. The worst thing the Falcons did in this game, actually, was sack Jaren Hall and knock him out of the game. Because they literally had no answer for Josh Dobbs and him running like crazy. He led all rushers with 66 yards. I mean, the Falcons had, in the fourth quarter of this game, with a lead, I'm sorry, in the first half, with a lead, they gave up a 3rd and 10, a 3rd and 11, and in the fourth quarter, they gave up a 3rd and 11, all with Josh Dobbs running. Josh Dobbs got there on Tuesday. He had no real concept of the offense and didn't really know what to do. The one thing he did know is that if he takes off and runs, guess what? He's going to be just fine. And that's exactly what he did. And he put the team on his back and carried him. There's no other explanation for it. It's not a good look for Atlanta. They gave up 21 second half points for a defense that's top five in the league. Statistically, it was a bad defensive performance all around. And they just were not ready and had no answer and could not adjust to Josh Dobbs running around.
Well, Mark, I know you follow this organization closely. Sitting at 4-5, maybe the best thing for the Falcons here is the division they're in. Somebody's going to make the playoffs in the NFC South. They're only one game behind the New Orleans Saints. Tampa's sitting at 3-5, and of course, Carolina just at 1-6. What kind of odds are you putting on the Falcons to actually punch their ticket into the playoffs?
I mean, you can't count them out. I mean, the Saints are 5-4, so it's one game difference, and they lead the division. So, they're still alive. You know, they got an easy game next week against the Cardinals, theoretically. So they should be able to, you know, win that one. And they end up at 5-5 at their break, at their bye. You got 7 games left. You go 5-2 down the stretch, you got a shot. 4-3, you still got a shot. So, you know, that's really what it boils down to for them.
You know, one thing I noticed here with the NFC South, I haven't heard anybody talk about it, Mark. NFC South combined against the spread, 10-23. Money-burning teams there in this division, man. If you're betting against the NFC South, you're making some money. You think that continues, or you think some of these teams are kind of second half, if you will, in the season, and they start to play better ATS?
It just depends on the, you know, it depends on the number and the team. I mean, honestly, it's hard to make a broad sweeping generalization that they don't cover numbers because, again, you know, the Falcons for this game started a quarterback that hadn't started a game all year long, and the Vikings started a rookie. So, and then Josh Dobbs came in. So it's hard to make any broad sweeping generalizations about really what that means. But, yeah, generally these are not good teams or good offenses in this division, so they're going to have a hard time covering numbers.
But you bring up the quarterback situation. I mean, the scoring, and I know you touched on it, you know, with the quarterback run success. These two teams flirted with 60 points today, man. I mean, it is a fast track there in Atlanta, controlled climate. Is that something you would look for in either the Vikings or the Falcons to score points and have trouble stopping their opponent?
Well, we know the Vikings have trouble stopping their opponents because they're a bad defense, but you know, the short answer is that this particular game hinged on one player, and it was Josh Dobbs that they weren't ready for.
We'll see how that kind of goes here in the future, guys. Can they continue that success with Josh Dobbs? He's Mark Zeno. I'm Drew Martin. We will be recapping the games on the other side, starting with Seattle and Baltimore. The Ravens looking strong. We'll break it down more in detail. On the other side of the break, we got Arizona and Cleveland, LA Rams and Green Bay Packers. Stay with us, guys. Short break. We'll be right back. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno as we're recapping all the Sunday games here, going right down in rotation order. We'll hit them from a betting perspective. Next game up, Seattle and Baltimore, 1 o'clock Eastern, 37-3. Ravens beat up on the Seahawks here. They did so as 6-point favorites. 44.5 was the total. It stays under thanks to the Ravens defense. Ravens offense rolls 37-3 here, Mark. They moved to 7-2 on top of the division. What'd you take away from Baltimore Sunday afternoon?
Surprising outcome. I didn't see this game being this out of hand at all. But the Ravens continue to just win games and do it in a manner which is sort of unnoticeable to a lot of people because they're not flashy. They don't throw for a lot of yards. They're not an offense it's exciting to watch. In fact, it's rather boring to watch. Lamar Jackson, that was 21 of 26 for 187 yards. And some guy named Keaton Mitchell showed up today for the Ravens to rush for 138 yards. Go figure that out. So, it's that we're not talking enough about how good they're this year.
Next game up, Cleveland, Arizona, the Cardinals at the Cleveland Browns, 27-0. This Arizona offense had all sorts of problems, quarterback issues. 38 was the total, stays under, and Cleveland covers the 12.5. They went off as the biggest favorite on the board today. It nearly doubled that, actually did double it, as this number moved from 9 to 13 by kick. And it was the right type of move because they won it 27-0. What'd you take away from Cleveland, Ohio today, Mark?
Some guy named Toon started at quarterback for Arizona, and that tells you all you need to know. So they were not going to score. I don't even know where Clayton Toon went to college. Do you?
Houston. Yeah, he was actually pretty good.
Oh, well, I missed that. Wasn't in my notes. So, that simple. It's really what all it boils down to is the fact that this is very much a game where Arizona literally stood no chance to win it.
Yeah, it was a tough notch for him. I mean, going up, I believe it was his first start. And yeah, he did go to Houston. That offense, was wide open. He put up a bunch of yards. They're actually pretty good ATS. But always making that jump from college football in the AAC here to facing one of the best defenses in football in the Browns. Of course, not scoring any points. 27-0 is how that one finishes. The Cardinals go down, getting blown out. Next one up, we'll head to Lambeau Field in the Green Bay Packers here, guys, winning 20-3 over the Rams. Quarterback a little bit banged up here for the Rams, and it really cost them offensively, Mark. As the Packers win as 3.5-point favorites, game stays under the 38 in the hook. What'd you take away from Green Bay, Wisconsin today?
God, an ugly game. Did you even bother watching this game? Was it even worth watching?
Was there anything about this? I saw a little bit of it. We have a bunch of 1 o'clock Eastern kicks, you know what I mean? So you can only kind of get your eyes on so many.
Right, yeah. That's it. I mean, that's really, I didn't pay attention to a lick of this game. I just didn't care, to be perfectly honest with you. So, it is what it is. But, it was not very much a game that I had a whole lot of concern with.
I mean, it was 7-3 at halftime, guys. And then the Packers blanked them 13-0 in the second half. Rams moved to 3-6. Packers just 3-5. Jordan Love did throw for 228 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Jones, the former UTEP miner, 20 carries for 73 yards and a touchdown. Just a couple stats there from the 1 o'clock Eastern kick in Green Bay. We got next game up. This is one I took a loss on, an ugly loss. I bet the under of 40, and sure enough, both teams almost got to the number of 40, so some mud on my face here, Mark. But either way, 39-37, that was Houston, the Texans, on top of the Buccaneers. I mean, from a fan perspective, an exciting game here in Houston, Texas, as they win. However, depending what number you got it at, it closed 2.5 or 3, and they only win by 2, so falling within the number there. That's always a tough one to take if you bet the Texans. Game skies over. What'd you take away from the Bucs and the Texans today, Mark?
Look, CJ Stroud was that dude again, right? He really was. He was just a phenomenal player today, and you know, it made it really fun and interesting to watch him. And all things considered, you know, that's what we thought when we, you know, the season kicked off, that CJ Stroud was going to be. So he was phenomenal today. Bounce back performance from one of the worst games he had in his short career last week against Carolina. And, you know, Houston gets a big win here, one that they had to eke out at the end. Credit to the Buccaneers. Boy, I would have never picked them to score 33 points in a game, or 34, whatever points they scored. But yeah, I mean, this is a classic performance from CJ Stroud.
And you know, we talked about him earlier on In Game Live, Mark. I mean, CJ Stroud and his ceiling. This kid's coming out strong in terms of rookie quarterbacks. In my opinion, the best one out there and the best future. It's going to be fun to watch moving forward. The Texans and that offense, they might be something to bet on here in the coming weeks. We got Washington and New England next game up here, Mark. This one went 20-17, the Commanders on top of the Patriots. New England went off as the 2.5-point favorite at home. Game stays under 40 in the hook, so a sweat fest for the total. The underdog wins outright with the Commanders getting this one 20-17. What'd you take away from New England today?
Another game I didn't really pay too much close attention to because it was two bad teams that really brought nothing to the table, but it was a Mac Jones interception at the end of the game that kind of sealed it for the Commanders. And, you know, Washington continues to sort of eke out wins. They're not going to win games by margin. They're going to be close. Sam Howell was good today, not great. And Washington, for all the people that they just traded away at the trade deadline, guess what? When you play a bad offense, you can still only give up 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's 0-3 in division, but they're 4-5 overall. Sam Howell did throw for 325 yards today against the Patriots offense. Pats moved to just 2-7. Man, I'll tell you this. Frankie behind the scenes, our producers, guys, he was telling me off camera about Gillette being built in 2002, and the Patriots have more losses in that stadium since Tom Brady has left, not that many years ago, than they did the whole time he was there. Man. Also, Max Jones throwing more pick sixes than Tom Brady had in that stadium as well. So it's been a little bit of a drop off here for the Patriots in recent years, but the Commanders do win 20-17 as the dog. And sitting at 4-5, Mark, I'll throw this one back to you. I mean, they're third in the division. They're a game under 500. They're also 5-4 ATS, by the way. What kind of chances are you giving Washington? You said eke out wins. Can they eke out enough to punch a playoff ticket, or do you think that's too long of a shot?
Yeah, I think it's too long of a shot at this point in time. I don't think that they really they just don't have enough right now. There's just way too many obstacles in front of them at this point.
Yeah, I'm looking at possible wild card teams. I mean, it would be the Seahawks. They dropped one today. You know, we were talking about the Falcons. They're also a game under. Vikings sitting at 5-4. And then, of course, the Cowboys with that game coming up 5-2. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a long shot here for Washington, but something to watch. They've given up 245 points on the season. In terms of scoring defense, that is the worst in the NFC. They have given up a ton of points. It's actually the worst in all of the NFL. Patriots giving up 228 as well. So these two defenses really struggling. However, the game did stay under 40.5. Commanders win it 20-17. Guys, we're going to take a short break. On the other side, we're going to be recapping more games. Bears and Saints, Colts, Panthers up next. Stay with us. SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into Pro Football Full Circle right here on SportsGrid. Drew Martin, Mark Zeno. Recapping the Sunday slate, follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts. Hit us up at SportsGrid TV, at SportsGrid on social media as we're recapping all the games from the Sunday slate. Also take a look ahead towards the opening lines for next week's NFL, week 10, that is. Also, do note, guys, from this Sunday, from this week, bye weeks for the Broncos, the Lions, the Jaguars, and the 49ers. So those teams not here. But for next week's slate, they are coming off of the bye. We got next game up, Chicago Bears and the New Orleans Saints. The last 1 o'clock Eastern game we will talk here, Mark. 24-17, that was the Saints at home as the winners of the game. However, if you bet the Bears, you cashed as they stay within the 8.5. 41 was the total. So it lands right on the number here, Mark, and in terms of the total. But the Bears cover, Saints win. What'd you take away from the Big Easy on Sunday?
This is much more of a sweat than I ever wanted it to be perfectly honest with you. It was not a lot of fun. As somebody who had the Saints in a teaser, because it was much closer than I ever wanted it to be. So, long story short here, I'm worried about the Saints defense more than anything. I mean, the fact that the Chicago Bears and Trent Trailer, Tyler Tyson, Badgett, whatever his name is, were able to score on them so easily throughout that game, that to me was a little bit alarming. I mean, grand scheme of things, they only gave 17 points, but, you know, the Saints are just not, they're another good team. It's not that good. You know, they're just genuinely not that good. So, yeah, very difficult, to say the least.
I mean, not that good. It's tough to argue, but, I mean, 5-4 on the season in the NFC South. I mean, if you're taking the Saints or the field to win this division here, Mark, what would you bet if it's -110 on both sides?
I don't know. I don't care. probably the field. Like, you know, I don't know. Bucks are 3-5. Panthers are 1-7, so they're out. Yeah, I don't. God, coin flip between the Falcons and the Saints. Really, it's only a 2-team race, so I guess you take the Saints there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always the field type of better. I guess technically you would get right. You know, a shot with the Falcons and the Bucks. Although the Bucks sitting at 3-5, they got some work to do reeling in the Saints. Saints just 2-7, by the way, guys. A big under trender, just 2 overs on the season. So look to bet on that defense. And, hey, they've only given up 171 points on the year. Tampa Bay's defense only given up 167. So, hey, if you're looking for kind of positives in the NFC South defensively, there is a couple solid defenses. We'll move down the list here. From New Orleans and the Big Easy, we will head to Carolina. 27-13, that was the Colts on top of the Panthers. This is the first 4:05 Eastern, 1:05 Pacific kick we'll talk. We saw it -1 in the hook. That was the Colts as the road favorite, so they win in cover. 45.5, I'm seeing. Actually, 43.5 as we took some under money late. And it stays under. Colts win as the short road favorite. Did you take anything away from the Colts and the Panthers today, Mark?
Two bad teams played football, and one of them had to win. It was the Colts. And believe it or not, Bryce Young was actually, other than the 3 interceptions, like statistically was better than Gardner Minshew today. But again, the Colts did a lot of this on the ground, right? I think, you know, Gardner Minshew today, let me just pull up his numbers here. I mean, 17-26 for 127 yards. Ugh. And it wasn't even done on the ground. It was the Colts defense, I guess, that kind of scored some touchdowns here. Did they get 2 pick sixes? Is that what it was? Yeah, it was 2 pick sixes. So, yeah, God, awful. It's God awful. Like, who wants to watch that football game? God awful.
Yep. As Bryce Young, 173 yards passing, 3 interceptions. Had 16 carries for 58 yards, and Pittman, 8 receptions for 64 yards for Indianapolis. So, man, Bryce Young got sacked to end the game, and that's how they finish, and that's how they move to just 1-7 on the season. Winless on the road. They did get their one win at home. Colts moved to 4-5 on the year, and they're also a pretty good road team, sitting at 3-1 away from Indy. Something to maybe keep in mind as we'll move down the list. Head out to the desert and the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Football Giants. Raiders go off as 1.5-point favorites, 4:25 Eastern, 1:25 Pacific kick here, and they win it 30-6. This Giants offense, they lose Daniel Jones. It looks like an ACL injury, out for the rest of the year, and they also lose this game. Catching 1.5, don't come anywhere close to covering. game does stay under the 39.5 as the total. So under hits, Raiders win. What'd you take away from Las Vegas Sunday afternoon?
I guess Antonio Pierce was the magic elixir that the Raiders were looking for. I can't wait to fade him next week. That's all. Can't wait to fade him next week. So they're going to play the Jets next week. And even with the Jets going out west on a short week, guess what? They're still going to win that game because Aiden O'Connell's not a good quarterback. So the Giants are just really bad. And they're going to kick themselves for beating the Arizona Cardinals earlier this year because the number one overall pick at this rate.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, just taking a look ahead here, guys, and at the end of the show, we'll take a look ahead at next week's line, week 10 in the NFL. I'm seeing that Jets-Raiders game, Jets -1.5 as the road favorite, 36.5 being the total. Prime time under, something we'll talk about, and the Jets maybe as the favorite. Short week, though, as they're playing what in the Monday Nighter. We'll hit that one as well. Chargers at Jets Monday night coming up. And we'll move down the list here. Last 4:25 Eastern, 1:25 Pacific kick here. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, 28-23. That was the Eagles on top of the Cowboys. NFC East battle here, Mark. 46.5 being the total. Game gets up and over. Eagles closes 3-point favorites. Hey, they win. They cover. What'd you take away from Philadelphia today?
Philadelphia is the most fortunate 8-1 team I've seen in quite some time. They're not an 8-1 team. I know what their record says, but the Eagles were not the right side today, and anybody who tells you otherwise is just lying to you. The Cowboys should have won that game. Really, 8 inches separated them from winning that game. It's ultimately what it boiled down to. A fourth and goal where the tight end, I don't know who it was, but the backup tight end caught the ball with his knee down, and the ball hadn't broke the plane by a matter of inches. And then on Dak Prescott's 2-point attempt, he steps out of bounds by an inch, 3 inches, whatever it was. And instead of being a 28-25 game, it's a 28-23 game. Cowboys could have tied it up. I mean, it just, you know, the Eagles have had two wins, one of them against Miami and the other one against the Buccaneers. Other than that, they have not resoundingly beat anybody this year. So, you know, people would say in this, oh, I don't want to take anything away from the Eagles. No, I do want to take something away from the Eagles. They're not as good as their record suggests.
I guess playing devil's advocate here before we get to the Sunday Nighter, Mark, I mean, they have scored 224 points on the season. In terms of scoring offense, this is the best offense in the NFC, third best overall behind the Dolphins and the Chiefs. You think there's anything to that? Just kind of playing devil's advocate here. They're able to score points.
Yeah. Again, them being able to, the Dolphins can score points too. Would you put the Dolphins as the best team in the league?
Offensively? I mean, yeah. Because they can rack up points.
Okay. But that's not the conversation. The conversation isn't about the best offense. They're asking me about how good of a team that they are. And the issue is that they're not a good team. You know, they're not as good as their record suggests.
What other team in the NFC are you taking over the Philadelphia Eagles? You think the 49ers? You think the Cowboys? Yes. You think the Lions? All better?
The Niners and the Cowboys are more complete teams right now than Philadelphia.
Okay. So maybe third slot there. I don't know. The Lions, top of the North?
I got to see more from the Lions still.
It's going to be interesting to see how this NFC playoff picture. You know what, Mark? I wouldn't be surprised team under 500 punches their ticket here. You know, maybe the Commanders. Who knows how the Vikings finish up? I don't think the Packers are out of it. You might see a team slip in here, guys. Tampa Bay just sitting at 3-5. The Falcons, 4-5. Even the Saints sitting at 5-4 on top of the NFC South. Can't count out the Seahawks sitting at 5-3. Kind of surprising to see the Niners. I mean, off the bye week, they're at 5-3. Kind of almost forget they have three losses on the year. And the Rams, I know they're up against it, but at 3-6, still very much alive for the playoffs in the NFC. AFC, a little bit more, what do we say? I guess more teams over 500. You got the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins all in the AFC over 500. I guess Jets pending with one game on Monday night. I actually like him against the Chargers. We'll break that down more in depth on the other side, guys. We'll also hit the Sunday night football game with the I mean, three more teams. Actually, the whole AFC North over 500. I mean, we got 5-3, the Bengals. We got the Browns sitting at 5-3. The Steelers at 5-3 as well. And then Baltimore on top of the division at 7-2. So over 500, top to bottom in the NFC North. AFC South, it's the Jags on top, 6-2. Texans playing some good football, 4-4. A little surprising there. Rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud, probably rookie of the year, 4-4. They're very much alive in the playoffs. Then, of course, the AFC West, Kansas City on top, 7-2. The only over 500 team in the West Division. More on the other side, guys. Stay with us. Short break. Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. Thanks for joining us. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno, recapping the Sunday slate each and every Sunday night, guys, 10 o'clock Eastern. We do college football full circle. If you missed anything on the Saturday slate, mark your calendars. Sunday nights, we're hitting it here on Sports Grid. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we hit Pro Football Full Circle, recapping the Sunday slate. Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts. Frank and Mac behind the scenes in the producer's role, doing a great job as always. As we got one game left here on the Sunday slate, we'll take a look ahead towards Monday night, Thursday night, and the whole Week 10 NFL slate. Any early bets we like, we think the line is moving, we'll throw them out here. Stay tuned for that. Sunday night football in the books. 24-18, that was the Bengals on top of the Bills, Mark. I'll tell you, the game stays under, prime time unders, 7-21 on the year. That's over 73% towards the under. Also 29-62 the last 2 years. There is something to this prime time under trend. We were just talking about it with Frank behind the scenes. Can't put my thumb on what it is, but there is something less scoring under the lights. Either way, Mark, in this matchup for Sunday night football, Cincinnati wins. They cover the 1.5. Game stays under 51.5. What'd you take away from the Queen City as the Bills go down to the Bengals?
Credit to Cincinnati. They did a great job of slowing down a Buffalo offense that is traditionally high scoring. And again, you and I talked about this game earlier on In-Game Live. You know, the Bills have to score. It was correlated. Bills in the over, Bengals in the under. Because if the Bills would have got to 27, like I would have thought they would, guess what? They would have won this game. So, yeah, they just couldn't put it together offensively. The game started out fast. They had 21 points in the first quarter, Drew. And they scored a total of, what was it? I mean, you know, barely 20 in the second, in the other three quarters. So, yeah, just very, very, you know, quirky. 11, thank you. In the final three quarters, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I mean, one thing I take away here, guys, is Joe Burrow. He started out the year, you know, not playing, then injured. As he's healthier now, and you can tell because he's moving around a little bit more. Sure enough, since October 8th, Cincinnati, don't look now, 4-0 straight up, 4-0 against the spread. They've been cashing tickets. Be careful betting against the Cincinnati Bengals. Their overall record sitting at just 4-3 now. Hey, they're a little bit better than that. And bottom of the division, in a good division, AFC North, they've been cashing some tickets of recent. Let's take a look ahead towards tomorrow night's game. LA Chargers. Still doesn't come off the tongue right, Mark. I don't know. Something about San Diego and the Chargers. But, hey, I'm reading it here. LA Chargers at the New York Football Jets. 39.5 being the total. -3 in the hook. That's what we're seeing the Chargers as the road favorite. Give me the Jets, J-E-T-S. I think the home dog is barking here Sunday night at home in MetLife. I like this Jets defense. I think they give the Chargers problems. I think they win outright. I like the Jets. I'm probably going to split the bet, +3.5. Also some on the money line at the plus price. You liking anything with the Bolts and the Jets tomorrow night?
No, I'm with you at 3.5. I think you got to play the Jets, right? I think that's honestly the way this has to go. I don't trust the Chargers. It's not a team that I want to lay points. It's particularly on the road against a really good defense. Yeah, not good at all.
Yeah, Chargers sitting at just 3-4 on the season. They are 2-5 under trenders. I wouldn't have thought that, but just 174 points on the season, and their away record just 1-2, having trouble on the road. Home record 500, 2-2. I like the Jets. Yeah, guys, plus 3.5. And money line, what can we get them now at FanDuel? I am seeing about plus 135, plus 145 even. Size plus 150. I don't know. Maybe Jets outright. You have any opinion on that? Or you'd rather grab them the 3 and the hook?
I mean, you can't turn down the hook, right? I don't mind your logic. You know, if you're going to do $100, do 50 on the money line and 50 on the 3.5. That way, in reality, you know, if the only thing that it covers, the Jets cover the 3.5, then, you know, breaking even. And if they win the game outright, you double up and put a little bit extra coin in your pocket. So it's not a bad way to play it.
Not at all, man. That's how I'm going to do it, guys. Split the bet, money line and point spread. Let's move to the Thursday night, November 9th here. Carolina and Chicago. It's the Panthers at the Bears, Mark. We are seeing Bears minus 3, 40.5 being the total. Again, the primetime unders come in. It's the Amazon Thursday night game. Are you liking anything Panthers and Bears, 8:15 Eastern Thursday night?
I'd like them to change a different game and put a different game so I don't have to do that. Can I say that's what I like? I'd like them not to put that game on. I guess we have to take a primetime under.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can go whatever route you want. I mean, I just feel like what the Bears played another under game today against the Saints, only scoring 17 points. Carolina, we know their offensive issues. I mean, they've scored 13, 15, 21, 24, 13 the last five games. I don't know. They're 1-7 ATS. They're 1-7 straight up. They've been an under trender at 3-5 on the season. Thursday nights, again, guys, I get the Thursday night. The primetime, 7-21 again, 73% to the under so far this season. I get the Thursday night. I mean, it's short week. I feel like, you know, you kind of went off script there, Mark. In terms of Thursday nights, and I get it, it's $1 billion from Amazon. I wouldn't turn it down either. But as the fan in me, I like Thursday night college football, guys. I feel like they should double up the Monday nighter, you know, have a prime time, let's call it 6:30 Eastern Monday night, and then have a prime time 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. So you get one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast for Monday night, double it up. I think that would be a better product for the NFL. Okay, let Amazon have one of those on Monday night, Mark. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of just the college football bias in me, but I think we get a better product on Thursday night because there's more teams. You can kind of set up the bye before the Thursday night in college football a little bit easier than you can do it in the NFL. We've seen the NFL and college football kind of work together with their scheduling, not go up against each other a lot. I don't know. You think I'm crazy? And if I was in the NFL front office, that's the idea I would bring up anyway.
I don't think you could put too many more teams on Thursday night, right? You're having two games on Thursday night is untenable from a scheduling standpoint and from a player safety standpoint and from a, you know, standpoint of trying to manage how many teams are playing on short weeks at the same time. You know, it just makes it an absolute nightmare. So I don't think it's feasible to put more than one game on a Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have any games in the NFL on Thursday night. Just two on Monday night. That's the way I would go. All right, Sunday slate here. We got the 9:30 a.m. kick Eastern time. We're going back to Germany. Two different teams, though. Neither the Dolphins or the Chiefs. Neither one's staying over there. It's Indianapolis and New England. We're seeing 43.5 as the total, minus one in the hook. We saw today's game with the Chiefs and the Dolphins stay under. I also think there's something to the European games, you know, soccer pitch, if you will, the travel. I think it affects offense more than defense. I wouldn't be surprised if this one stays under. We can get it as high as 44. My opening look, Colts and Patriots, is towards the under. Sidewise, I always think it's tricky with the long travel. I don't really like either the Patriots or the Colts sidewise, so I doubt I get involved from a side. But, hey, you like to have a little early action, you know, a little brunt or breakfast, if you will. Maybe some mimosas if you're more of the partying type early on Sunday. I would like the under, Indianapolis and New England. Do you like anything in the early kick on Sunday?
Let me take a look real quick here. It's not a very appealing card from that standpoint. After you get to that you know, London game, it's these are two teams, and that's the problem. You know, like I'd have to see some sort of definitive edge here as to why I would want to bet Indianapolis and New England in Germany. You know, like it just doesn't feel like there's a spot there where either one of those teams is going to be very good. I would still go back to a first half under there again. But, you know, that total at 43, so you might get, if you can get 21.5, I would take the first half under.
Okay, maybe split it up, first half under. I'll probably go full game under, but I see what you're saying there. Slow start, maybe look first half under. We do have the Eagles, the Rams on bye weeks next week, and then they give both the Chiefs and the Dolphins a bye after their Europe game. So those four teams on a bye in week 10. First 1 o'clock Eastern kick I'm seeing is Cleveland and Baltimore. We're seeing the Ravens -5 in the hook as the home favorite, 39 being the total. This Browns defense has been pretty good, depending what, you know, metrics you want to go off of, a top five defense in the NFL. Can they slow down Lamar and company? I don't know. This Baltimore team is sitting on top of the division. I mean, we've gone over the record straight up, 7-2. They're also 6-3 against the spread. Covering numbers, different question here against a good defense. You liking anything in that one or any other 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games on Sunday, Mark?
The San Fran-Jacksonville game is interesting as both of them are coming off a bye. The Ravens, again, laying a big number against the Browns. You know, that dead number of 5.5, which is exactly where they started this week against Seattle. Cincinnati laying 8 against Houston. It's a big number. It's a big, big number. And why? Listen, and here we just go back to Jared Goff. Jared Goff and the Lions are only laying 1.5 on the road against the Chargers. Again, we have to wait and see. Cowboys are laying 15.5 against the Giants. Dear Lord. Just take the Giants team total under and don't overthink it. If it's 14.5, just take the Giants team total under and get out of there.
Gosh, Cowboys laying 16?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. 16.5 even?
Giants are barely an NFL team at this point, Drew.
All right, Georgia Bulldogs versus New York Football Giants next Sunday. What are you opening the odds at?
Wait, what's that? Say again.
Georgia Giants in Athens next Sunday. What would you open the lines at? Hypothetical.
Giants minus probably 21.5.
All right. Hey. I can see that. Guys, we got the Sunday nighter, New York Jets and Las Vegas Raiders. Again, hey, I like the Jets on Monday night for this week. Maybe look to go double up, you know, because this number might move. If the Jets look good, they win outright as the dog. They're laying 2 at the Las Vegas Raiders. Again, it's going to be a short week, just one day short week with them playing on Monday night and having to go out west. That's something to watch there. We got Denver at Buffalo. We just saw the Bills go down. They're at home hosting the Broncos, laying 7.5. Any quick thoughts on next week's Monday nighter? Bounce back with the Bills?
I would think so. Wow, the Bills laying 8.5. I mean, come on. Yeah, I'd probably lean on Buffalo to bounce back. They beat up bad teams, and Denver's not a good team.
Guys, final segment up next. We'll get our best bets out there. Mark Zeno, Drew Martin, SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in Pro Football Full Circle. Each and every Sunday night, Sirius Channel 159, radio affiliates across the country. This is Sports Grid. I am Drew Martin, joined by Mark Zeno, as always. And guys, follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Zeno. I'm on Twitter at Drew Martin Betts, at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Frank and Matt behind the scenes doing a great job, as always, in the producer's role. Kind of final thoughts here for the show, Mark. I'll tell you, I'll leave you guys. I think there's something to these primetime unders. 7-21 on the season, 29-62 the last 2 years, doubling them up towards the unders. I think there's something to that. I'll give you a trifecta here, guys. Monday, Chargers, Jets, bet it under. You can find it as high as 40. Chargers, Jets, under. We got the Thursday night game as well. Short week. Both of these offenses, I think they struggle. We get the Panthers and the Bears on Thursday night. Get it 40.5 again. I think that game finishes something like 17-7, something like that. Under. And then Sunday night, Jets and Raiders. I like it under as well, 36.5. But give me the Jets. I think the Jets go 2-0 in prime time the next 2 weeks. Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's make some money. Mark, final thoughts, any best bets you want to throw out before we shut it down?
No, I'm with you on the Jets plus the 3.5 tomorrow night. And I think that's probably the right side. And, you know, you look at the slate next week in the NFL, and I think San Fran under a field goal feels a little bit like a gift. With a week to prepare with Kyle Shanahan and everything else, week to get healthy, wait and see if Debo Samuel's back. If he is, I think that's probably for them. That's probably where I would look first.
Yeah, Niners, 2 and the hook, 3 starting to pop up. I doubt we get these 2.5s much longer. So good point there, Mark. Mark Zeno, Drew Martin, guys, that's going to do it for Pro Football Full Circle. If you're listening on replay, we got College Football Full Circle following up behind throughout the night. Mark Zeno, Drew Martin, checking out, guys. Cash those tickets. Sports Grid.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.